Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of John, and then a passage out of Psalm 8, and then out of Matthew chapter 6. First, out of the Gospel of John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. And this is Jesus talking, and he says, "Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing." And then Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4. "When I consider the heavens, the work of thy hands, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" And then out of Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, and then verse 33. And this is Jesus again sharing with us and teaching us. And he says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? But seek first," he says in verse 33, "but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow." 50 years and 10 days ago, our son Nathan, who was 5 months old at the time, and our best man and maid of honor, who remained dear and close friends of ours and now live in San Antonio, with Linda and me all together in our home in St. Petersburg, Florida, to watch an unforgettable event unfold. We were there to share the historic moment when a man set foot for the first time on the surface of the moon. And 10 days ago, as a nation and world, we remembered and celebrated that 50th anniversary of that momentous and memorable moment in history, as the brave crew of 3 United States astronauts, Michael Collins, Buzz Aldrin, and Neil Armstrong, succeeded in their mission to land on the moon, successfully lifting off as scheduled 4 days earlier on July 16, 1969, from Cape Kennedy in Florida at 9:32 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. They headed heavenward into the unknown. 12 minutes later, they entered the Earth's orbit, and a couple hours after that, in the command module of the Columbia, they left the Earth's orbit and headed toward the moon and the moon's orbit. Then 4 days later, on that infamous Sunday of July 20, 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin piloted the lunar lander nicknamed Eagle from the command module down to the surface of the moon, landing the Eagle on the moon's surface at 4:17 in the afternoon. While that was occurring, Michael Collins continued to orbit the moon in the Columbia. At 10:56 that night, with the world watching and listening, and the 5 of us, and we made sure to wake up our 5-month-old Nathan, even though he might not have known what's going on, we wanted him to know that he saw it. The 5 of us in our home watching Neil Armstrong left the security of the Eagle, climbed down the ladder, and stepped into the unknown and onto the surface of the moon, memorializing the moment for all history with the words, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." 19 minutes later, Buzz Aldrin would leave the lunar lander to join Armstrong on the surface of the moon. But something happened before either Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin even left the lunar lander to climb down and step out for the first time onto the surface of the moon. With the communion elements that he had brought along with him from his home church near Houston, Buzz Aldrin became the first person, with Neil Armstrong looking on, to celebrate a religious sacrament, in this case, Holy Communion, on any of God's created bodies outside of the earth. And he began the moment with this statement to Houston Control, as all the world watching and listening heard him say, "I would like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever and wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his or her own way. And then, and sitting next to Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, who also was an elder in his home Presbyterian USA church, silently read from the note card on which he had written the verse from the Gospel of John that we read a moment ago. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. When Buzz Aldrin finished reading that verse, he opened the packet he had brought with him of a wafer, a little wine, and a small silver cup, and he participated in Holy Communion. He mentioned in an interview a while later that when he poured the wine into the chalice that his church had given him, in the 1/6 gravity of the moon, the wine curled slowly and gracefully up the side of the cup. It was interesting, he said, to think that the very first ever liquid poured on the moon and the first food eaten there were communion elements. And before Buzz Aldrin stepped onto the moon, he took communion with his Lord, not only to honor his Lord, but to draw closer to him as he faced his upcoming steps into the unknown. Steps that he would take into the unknown, that he faced with the same God who created the heavens and the earth as recorded in Genesis, the same God who had proven time and time again in his life and in our lives that he was always there to guide us into the unknown while facing uncertainty. And often when things looked the darkest for us, he was always there to guide us into the sunshine of a brand new day. The same God who offers each of us hope as we enter into the unknowns of being faced with the loss of a loved one, or the reoccurrence of an illness that we thought was cured, or an illness that we never saw coming, or in a relationship which has died, or in the loss of something else important to us. The same God who will lift us through the unknown of difficulties that we face in our career, wading through the unknown health issues for one of our children, helping us to remain hopeful in the face of unknown circumstances and consequences of a disappointment which hits us that we never expected. Or maybe as one of our other children struggles to find their way through an unknown future. The same God who assures us, like he did Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and Michael Collins, that no matter what we are going through, no matter what unknowns we face, and no matter how cloudy or dark those unknowns before us seem to appear, our known God of all creation is already there. And he always knows what is before us, and he is with us. He's already there, ready to provide us with all the hope and the courage that we will ever need to step out with him into whatever is before us. Hope and courage that will change our perspective from the things which seem in the world around us, which seem to be the way they are, and we're not sure what to do with them. Change them to what they can be. Change them to what they will be, with the God of all creation leading the way, shining a light through the unknowns before us. Maybe you and I haven't faced the unknown of what those astronauts face walking on the moon. At least I haven't. I'm sure many of you haven't either. But maybe one day with space travel being expanded, we will, or someone we love will. But in our lives here, haven't we faced many similar moments of our own? Stepping into the unknown that is always stretching out before us. Maybe something we face today, an unknown. And certainly it will happen in the days to come. And how better to step out into the unknown before us than to surrender to and step out with the God who created us and all the world and the universe all around us, the God who loves us, who is with us, and is always in our tomorrows. Why not always surrender to and go with that God? Why not do what Buzz Aldrin did every day of our lives? Surrender and draw near to God now. Right now. Seek first God's kingdom his righteousness and his promise that all you will ever need, he will provide. Knowing that when you and I face the unknown, he will always be there to step out with us. And he knows where we are going. Why not take our unknowns and surrender them all to God and follow him confidently as we step out into whatever unknown is before us with boldness, trusting and knowing that, as always, he is with us. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for this time with my friends. I thank you for the reminder, not only of what happened 50 years ago, but what happened before the step onto the moon. That reminder of surrendering to you, an opportunity where one of those astronauts surrendered to you and drew closer to you. Help us to do that. Help us, Lord, in the midst of whatever we face, to pause for a moment and commune with you. As we try to figure out what tomorrow is and what the rest of the day will bring, help us to first surrender to you. And then to see you beckoning to us, calling us to you. Help us to move, to draw closer to you, near to you, and to stay there now and forever. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you have done for us and what you will do with us and through us. Thanks for your Son. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.